When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Another day is here, and you're ready for it. What to wear? Check. Breakfast, lunch, and dinner? Check. Planning for what's next and how to save for it? That's where Bank of America can help. For your financial to-dos, Bank of America has experts ready to help get you closer to your goals. Get started at one of our local financial centers or 24-7 in our mobile banking app. Find a location near you at bankofamerica.com/talktous. What would you like the power to do? Mobile banking requires downloading the app and is only available for select devices. Message and data rates may apply. Bank of America NA, member FDIC.
This is Optimal Work Daily, episode 1306. 4 Signs You Hate Your Job and 5 Things You Can Do About It. Part 1 by Kristen Wong with GetRichSlowly.org. And I'm Dan, I'm your host here, and welcome to another edition of Optimal Work Daily on this Sunday. And as you heard, this is part 1 of 2, so we're going to break this post up into a couple of pieces because it's a little bit on the longer side. So I'll read the first half for you right now, and then the second half in the Monday episode tomorrow. So with that, let's get right into part 1 as we optimize your life. 4 Signs You Hate Your Job and 5 Things You Can Do About It. Part 1 by Kristen Wong with GetRichSlowly.org. Over the summer, I read a book that likened a miserable job to hanging onto the edge of a cliff. I thought it was an appropriate analogy. Like most people, I've been there, and that's totally what it feels like. You know you have to let go, but letting go is scary. You can land in a better spot, or you could meet your ruin. The author argued that sometimes letting go of that cliff is gradual, but once you do, you usually experience success. She had examples, but I imagine there are plenty of letting go stories that didn't turn out so well. Still, I'm a fan of letting go of things that don't serve you well. I also understand that some don't feel this is an option, for financial reasons or otherwise. I've been thinking about this a lot lately. How do you know when you're on the edge of a cliff? What can you do about a job you hate, and how do your finances fit into the equation? 4 signs you're over your job. Number 1, you feel taken advantage of. In my experience, this is the first sign that you're mentally done with your job. You feel more than just unappreciated. You feel your boss is taking advantage of you. It's one thing to not get a pat on the back. It's another to feel like you're being manipulated. In my own experience, failing to speak up for myself has led to this situation. Some bosses viewed me as the good little worker bee who didn't give them trouble. Thus, if they had outrageous demands, I was the first person they'd go to because I was the easiest. I've learned to slowly break myself of this meekness and set a boundary between being a pushover and being a hard worker. A study from Florida State University backs up my experience. It found that when given an unreasonable amount or type of work, loyal, dutiful employees became jaded. When workers felt they were being taken advantage of, researchers found a 50% decline in quote-unquote helping behavior and a 35% increase in quote-unquote anger at supervisors. 2. Getting fired doesn't sound so bad. I was once contracted on a project known throughout its company for being completely terrible. Workers were expected to put in 50 hours a week for no other reason than to showcase their dedication. The project was so miserable, even seemingly kind colleagues would throw each other under the bus if it meant saving themselves. My cube mate, Ron, hated the project. Once, I went to pick something up from the printer and found Ron's resume in the lower tray. I discreetly handed it back to him. Slightly embarrassed, he laughed. Wow, that shows you how much I care about getting fired. If getting fired doesn't sound too bad, it's probably time to let go of that cliff. Side note, Ron did let go. Shortly after, he found his dream job and moved to Hawaii. An extreme but inspirational example. 3, you purposely slack off. That Florida State study also found that hard workers had a 25% decrease in productivity when they felt they were being asked to do too much. I hate to admit it, but I've been there. In the past, I've purposely slacked off due to resentment. I was angry, frustrated, and stressed out, and to protest, I passive-aggressively put in less effort. Now, this is a really dumb thing to do because it doesn't really get the point across. Instead of being sympathetic to your dissatisfaction, your boss is more likely to focus on the fact that you've turned into a slacker. Also, work ethic is something I mostly cultivate for myself. so submitting lazy work is doing myself a disservice. And 4, you feel stuck. It's a terrible feeling, the desire to move forward when your current situation is holding you back. You feel captive, and the more captive you feel, the more frustrated you get. To me, this is the primary sign it's time to let go. I don't cope well with feeling stuck. But letting go means different things for different people. My mom, for example, has felt stuck at her job, and her letting go was more of an emotional process. More on that later. 5 things you can do about it. 1, find something better. If you feel taken advantage of, you probably feel undervalued. If you think you have a lot to offer a company, perhaps you can find something better. However, you also have to consider what exactly would make you feel valued. For some people, that's not always money. It might mean a better position or more time off or simply more praise. Finding something better might mean earning less, so you have to weigh the practical factors with the emotional ones. Example, when I was a technical writer, I felt stuck. I knew the chance of switching careers and earning less money was high, so I asked myself some questions. What's the likely difference in the amount of money I'll be earning? How long am I willing to earn less before I decide to go back to a dissatisfying but more lucrative career? What lifestyle comforts am I willing to give up? How hard would it be to return to that career? How much would I earn upon re-entry? And finally, is it worth the difference in salary to try doing something I love? My answers weighed more on the side of switching, so I let go. 2. Hear that on tomorrow's episode. You just listened to part 1 of the post titled 4 Signs You Hate Your Job and 5 Things You Can Do About It by Kristen Wong with GetRichSlowly.org. When it comes to hiring, don't go searching for the one. Just meet your match with Indeed. Indeed is your matching and hiring platform with over 350 million global monthly visitors and a matching engine that helps you find quality candidates fast. Ditch the busy work. Use Indeed for scheduling, screening, and messaging. 93% of employers agree Indeed delivers the highest quality matches compared to other job sites. And one of the things I really love about Indeed is that it filters out those incompatible applicants. So when you're hiring, the process is much faster and you only have to consider applicants that are already likely to be a great fit. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/startup. So just go to Indeed.com/startup right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/startup. Terms and conditions apply.
Your brain needs support, and new Ollie Brainy Chews are a delightful way to take care of your cognitive health. Made with scientifically backed ingredients like Thai ginger, L-theanine, and caffeine, Brainy Chews support healthy brain function and help you find your focus, stay chill, or get energized. Be kind to your mind and get these nootropic chews at Ollie.com. That's Olly.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease.
And thank you so much to Kristen for this post, which is off to a great start so far. And of course, I'll finish it up for you tomorrow. Before that, though, let me tell you a little bit more about Kristen, whose name you may or may not know depending on how long you've been tuning into some of our other shows. Kristen Wong is a freelance writer and journalist whose work has appeared in the New York Times, Elle, Catapult, The Atlantic, New York Magazine's The Cut, Lifehacker, NBC News, and many more publications. She's a winner of the Society of Professional Journalists NW Excellence in Journalism Award, and she's worked in technical writing, as she mentioned in the post. She has produced online videos and even wrote a comedy series for Netflix. You can learn more about her at kristinwong.com. That's KristinWong. Okay, that is going to do it for this edition of OWD, but it's not the end of this post. As I mentioned, we will have the rest for you tomorrow, where your optimal life awaits.